Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
This is the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's Laura Reagan, LCSWC, with today's episode.
Hi, I'm Laura Reagan. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. In this first episode, I wanted to talk to you about the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast, what it is, who I am, and why I'm doing this. I'm a psychotherapist in private practice and a consultant as well in Severna Park, Maryland, which is between Baltimore and Annapolis in Maryland, closest to Annapolis. I'm a clinical social worker, licensed to practice in my state. And I offer psychotherapy, consulting, supervision towards clinical licensure. The focus of my practice is on helping people who really look great on the outside and they have success in their business, family, they have a great group of friends. Everyone else looks at them and says, wow, I want that life. She has everything. He has everything. Their life is perfect. Of course, no one's life is really perfect. But the person, while other people admire them and think their life is so great, they feel there's secretly something wrong with them. And if everyone else knew their real selves, no one would like them at all. So I help people who feel this way connect with themselves so they're able to have deep, meaningful, and true connection with others. That's what I'm passionate about. One way I do this is using the Daring Way. I'll talk about it more in a future episode, but the model, the Daring Way, which is based on the research of Brené Brown, it helps people get down to their most authentic selves and connect with the important people in their lives from that place. I'm a certified Daring Way facilitator, and I use this work with my individual clients as well as in groups and intensive retreats. I found out about the Daring Way last year in 2014. Before that, I had heard about Brené Brown, but I didn't know anything like this was available out there. And I felt like once I learned about it, this is the missing piece I needed in my own life and in my work with clients. So I went down to Texas, completed the training, did all the work that's required to become a certified Daring Way facilitator. I came back and I've been using it in my practice and I love the work and my clients love it too. So getting to know other therapists, I realized that a lot of us are doing things in our therapy practices that we didn't learn about in school. Of course, you know, depending on when you graduated, the field has changed and continues to advance with new understanding of ways to help people developing all the time. I realized that if I didn't know that other people were doing these things, certainly people who are interested in finding a counselor, considering going to therapy, really are unaware of all the different ways that therapists can practice. Unless you're in the psychology, psychotherapy field yourself, you're not really going to know what the options are, and you may look up online how to find a good therapist and learn about certain methods and think, okay, that's what I want. But even when you look at a therapist's online profile and they talk about what they do, you know, there's so many things listed. For one, it could be overwhelming. But also, I noticed that therapists tend to leave out a lot of the things that they do from those types of profiles. Maybe they don't know how to talk about it, or they're not sure people will know what it is, so they leave it out. But in my talking with other therapists, just for collaboration, networking, and making friends, I've learned that people are doing so many interesting things. And I think that other therapists, as well as people who are interested in therapy for themselves, will find it fascinating, as I have, to learn more about what others do and how they do it. So I hope that you who are listening, whether you're a student who's thinking about becoming a therapist, a fellow social worker, counselor, marriage and family therapist, psychologist, coach, or another type of helping professional, or whether you're someone who's interested in learning more about therapy for yourself, or you just like understanding more about how therapy goes, that you'll find something interesting in this podcast. If you like what you hear, please consider subscribing on iTunes and leaving a review. That will help make it possible for more people to hear the podcast. So this is a short episode today, but as I said, I just wanted to introduce who I am and what this podcast is about. And all the information that I've shared will be in the show notes. Any links in each episode will be listed in the show notes so that you can access whatever websites or resources are mentioned in each podcast. I'll be interviewing fellow therapists. Some episodes will be myself just talking about something that I want to share with other people. I'm also going to be interviewing allied professionals. For example, I have an interview with an attorney who talks about what people need to know about family law in Maryland. I think that there's so much information that can be helpful, and people don't always have access to it. So while this is no substitute for therapy and is not intended to be, I hope that it will be useful to those of you who are listening. So thank you so much for your time. And until next time, this has been the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more, visit Laura's website, www.laurareaganlcswc.com.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.